Good afternoon.
I'll give you one of mine.
What's I'm on one of the Screaming Eagle ones.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
I'm Miss Renee.
Why not? How are
you? Under the first, no? She brightens up the room, doesn't she?
Yeah.
How you doing? Okay. Hi. Let's get the show on the road. The regular monthly meeting of the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council is now in session, called the order. And let's see, we started with the Pledge of Allegiance. How about you, Mr. Brown?
Absolutely.
Please, sir.
All right, let's give allegiance to the greatest symbol of freedom and justice and liberty in the world, to our great flag. Repeat with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and now we have I'm Sonia, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, roll call.
Yes, please.
David?
Here. Me or?
There's a couple Davids.
First name and a David last name.
Carl David.
Here.
Nice.
And David Hahn?
Here.
Richard Lundberg?
Here.
Robert McDonald?
Here.
Greg Rest?
Here.
Dale Soma?
No Dale.
And no Mario Munoz is out, and Eric Doyne is out.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, Eric and Mario sent me emails this morning. Oh, Mario, let me know that they won't be here. Okay?
So we have four.
All right. Good enough. Okay, public comments. I'll read the disclaimer. This agenda contains a brief description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda. To speak on an item, complete a speaker request form, which is over on the table there, identifying the items and deposit it in the box in the chairman's desk. So I just give them to me. To speak on a matter not appearing on the agenda but under the jurisdiction of the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council, you may do so right now during public comments. Again, peace speaker request forms must be deposited prior to the beginning of the meeting and the reading of the individual agenda items of the beginning of the public comments. When addressing the council, it is requested that you state your name for the record. Address the council as a whole through the chairman. Comments to individual members or staff are not permitted. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Okay, I don't have it.
We don't have it.
You read all that for nobody.
Well, no, actually,
no,
you know
it's
what?
Good.
It's good.
It's practice. It's practice for me. I have this issue with public speaking anyway, so I need to practice.
Practice is always good.
Yeah, practice is good. Yeah. I do. Look at you laughing over there. Yeah, you know, I'm unaccustomed to public speaking, so. Okay, Executive Committee report. Chairman McDonald and Vice Chairman Rass. Good kind sir, you got any comments?
I just got to reiterate what you said earlier in an email that we received $2.9 million from one of our assembly members. Is that true?
That's correct.
Well, you might want to let everyone know more about that.
Okay, we will do that.
That's all I have.
Okay, and to add to that, if I will, I believe I sent everybody a copy of the press release from Assemblywoman Cottie Petrie Norris, and some pictures. And if you're on Facebook, it's all over it. If you're not on Facebook, it's still all over it. We put it on the Advisory Council for Minority, the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council. We put it on a couple others. And it's out. In fact, actually, Supervisor Don Wagner sent it out too. So
I saw that.
But the other one is get the other. But anyway, as it comes into play on how to receive some of that money and be involved with it, I have to find out what Sue Parks is going to do over at the United Way.
Okay.
But what's really, really cool about it is the fact that our last meeting, you know, Susan Price sat up here and we talked about how that was possibly coming, and it did. So, and they did mention that that there was this. Well, they said 300, but I guess the time and point count was 311 homeless vets but it was nice to have some people in the room to actually speak about the issue afterwards and talk about the possibility of making sure that we take care of those college students that are couch surfing and car surfing. And then Chase was there to make sure that everyone knew that we need to take care of our older vets.
Right.
So, and I know that he had a chance to speak to, for those who don't know, Chase Wickersham, just in case.
Right.
Had a chance to talk to the CEO, Frank Kim was there. So he got a chance to talk to Frank Kim about the situation. So it was pretty intense and pretty nice.
Sweet.
You got any comments on that, Carl? You were there?
Yeah, just to add, I had a side conversation with the sheriff, and he's real interested in partnering with several agencies and those kind of things, because they've, when they went through the Irvine River Valley or whatever that homeless sheltered area was,
right,
when they cleaned that out, they went back and confirmed there are no vets living in that area anymore when they got them all out, but they still have people on their list that they need to get services to. And so I gave him a card, and he'll talk with us and all the agencies, like the collaborative, like all the other agencies that provide support. So they're looking for partnering with all of us, and they're really excited about ending homelessness. So that was really a great event, and I can't thank you enough for letting me know about it. So that was really glad that I could attend and be there.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very kind. That's kind of all I have for the executive report. Okay, Orange County Military and Family Collaborative update. Right back to you, Mr. Carl.
Not much to say on that one. I know there are other folks that get involved in those different committee meetings. I know there's an employment committee meeting coming up pretty quick, and maybe Ben can add. I don't know if you go to that one. You can add anything, but the general meeting is a month out, I think. So nothing to really update on the collaborative from my standpoint. But Ben, if you'd like to add anything on that.
Yeah, maybe I can do it
during your
report.
If he could add
sure.
a collaborative
okay.
To his portion, that'd be great. Thank you.
And you don't know the date of the next meeting?
The next general meeting, I can look it up.
Okay.
And I can give that. I'll give
location.
That to David and so we and location. I'll give that to
okay.
you to put on the event list.
Okay. Cool. All right. Okay. Moving right along, OC for Vets update, Mr. Kevin.
All right. Well, we started the new fiscal year on the 1st of July, and
so that means you have money.
Sure.
You have a budget. You have a budget.
I don't have money. but actually, what's significant about this year is we have two of our Program Support veterans that were one, the OCCR contract that was with Working Wardrobes transitioned over to HCA. So I am working closely with Working Wardrobes, supporting that contract and continuing that contract, which is fantastic for the partnership with Working Wardrobes. They're just their peers are phenomenal. In addition to that, the Strong Family, Strong Children's contract was transitioned out of Innovations and over to P&I into a more permanent program. So it was continued beyond Innovations, and they're continuing to work with our children and families throughout our community. They're just, again, they're a phenomenal group offering a variety of services as a collaborative of five organizations themselves.
Any questions? I got it. You've been around, what now, 6 months, 7 months?
8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
But time flies by fast.
It comes really fast.
Well, but what I was thinking, and we may need to talk about this at the next OCVAC steering committee meeting, Carl, we need to get this information out at maybe one of the collaborative meetings so you can speak and let people know what the OC for Vets is doing and get an update. Because I know we talk about all the other different things there. And you give these wonderful updates and stuff, but maybe you could put a PowerPoint or something together and do when they have two or three people speak that you might be able to do that and share that information and bring out those little cards.
Jeff's already started talking to me about it.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
all right.
We had a meeting last week and he was
okay.
talking to me about it. So
okay.
It's on my radar.
And I want you to know Jeff and I haven't spoken.
Yeah.
This is totally Bobby Mack extemporaneous, okay?
Fantastic.
I just don't mean because that's why I asked you, because you got your feet on the ground now, so
yeah,
this,
yeah.
This is a good time
I've
to come
I've got my bearings now, and
yeah.
Definitely have the connections and
okay.
Forward, so
we'll push for it, because I think this is important, I mean, especially when it's with Susan Price and the rest of them doing it, but there's some of the information you're doing and what you've done, and it's wonderful for people to know.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of almost like a billboard. You go by all the time, you go by the Angel Stadium, and all of a sudden you look up and there's the Marlboro Man. Oh, I didn't know that. Or the Coors Light. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. So
you're comparing me to the Marlboro Man?
And Coors Light. And Coors Light. Yeah, the Coors Light.
Put a hat on you. He looked like
him. Oh, yeah.
And he burned his horse outside.
Yeah. The only thing is, though, you got to roll
those
up your sleeve and get that tattoo. You got to have that tattoo. You know, if you're not a cowboy unless you have a tattoo. But you get the...
Are we advocating tobacco here?
I mean, if they can give money to veterans and to the chamber, heck yes. Okay, I'll figure out a way. Don't use tobacco.
The government pays all these tobacco growers all this money to raise tobacco. Then they use all this money to tell people don't smoke tobacco. That's our federal government.
My job is to spend the taxes. It's my job to tell you that it's not good to smoke.
Right.
I got to help you, Mark.
But we paid the tobacco.
But you do get the message.
Absolutely.
I'd love to do that. That'd be really wonderful. Okay. Because like I said, I'm almost out of the 800 cards, so I keep them. So that's cool. Okay. Next on the agenda is CalVet Link update. You've spoken already, so we can't get you over at the thing. But you always have good words. Okay, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah. Carl, actually, most of my thoughts are centered around the collaborative. First, to remind everyone, the steering committee of the collaborative had an all-day strategic planning meeting at UC Irvine at the end of May. And so out of that actually has just been released this first draft of the strategic plan, for the collaborative, which I think is very exciting. And, Denton Knapp is the chairman of the collaborative, and I think doing a nice job, helping to move things forward. I thought I'd just kind of read off what have been identified as the five primary issues that the collaborative wants to address through this plan. Which, if you think about it, you think of all the different things you could work on related to veterans, it's not that many. But the consultant for the group led the steering committee to come and break things down into five things. So here they are. What does the collaborative use for a front door for veterans and their families? So I think the idea of that one is, how are we connecting to veterans and their families to make sure that people know about services and are accessing services? And I think it's fair to say there's somewhat of a consensus. That's probably one of the biggest issues that we face, is veterans not knowing about their benefits and getting folks to connect with services. Number two, how does the collaborative connect with external organizations? So that's both nonprofit and government. Number three, how do we collect performance data, including case coordination? So I think there's a vision, with UCI leading the collaborative, that there will be some efforts to become more data-driven. People are often talking about that. It seems to rarely happen. But I think with UCI there and Jeff Pagano's already started working with some faculty, that really actually have the skills and capacity to do something like that. I think this actually very much could come to fruition, that we will do that. And then case coordination, there's a lot of talk right now about creating a case coordination platform where UCI, I've been told, has funding that could allow them to bring on close to 40 organizations that could all be on the same database to allow for case coordination. And that's had some pretty good success, in other places. San Diego has done a pretty good job with that. And LA does that for a lot of their housing stuff, not just for veterans. So we could see that as a new facet of what we're doing. Number four, how does the collaborative recruit, monitor, and communicate among its members? Probably the most interesting part of that one to me is the monitoring. This kind of concept of certifying organizations that would come to the collaborative. I went to the San Diego meeting recently. They have a monthly meeting. One interesting thing about what they do, everyone that gets there, they take their phone out and they check in with their phone in an app. So they're verifying attendance at meetings as part of your right to be, a part of that collaborative and benefiting from some of the work they might do to refer people to you. So we'll see if we do that. And And then finally, how do we fund the collaborative without tapping into member resources? So different expenses that the collaborative may have around events and whatnot. You know, we have a resources committee of the collaborative, and actually the Orange County Community Foundation, Carol Ferguson, was at the last meeting, and I think she's committed again to come into those meetings every month. And that's pretty significant, as the largest foundation by far in Orange County supporting charitable efforts, that she would be there to help provide guidance to the group and with resources as well. Just a couple other quick notes on senior issues. Looks like we will form a task force or some type of group to look at senior veteran issues. You know, of our 10 committees, that was nowhere clearly in the mix. And I've done some work on the senior issues in terms of outreach, and I think we've all realized that there needs to be more coordination on that. You know, in terms of the sheriff, Carl, I think the housing committee meeting, you know, there's one this Monday at Tierney at 1 o'clock. I think that'd be the right place for them to come. Okay. And then, you know, a project that I'm going to work on in the next few weeks, I decided to, we had a meeting, we had a discussion at the housing committee about student veterans, and clearly a lot of lack of knowledge at VRCs in terms of what resources are out there for housing, how to access them. And so I'm going to put together a guide that talks about what the resources are, how to access them, what the eligibility issues are. I'm kind of tailored more to student veterans and VRCs, so that VRCs have something. Kind of explaining, you know, issues around, well, you're getting your BAH, you know, your, what does that mean for your eligibility for VASH? What does that mean for other resources? Identifying emergency resources. So it's going to kind of be my little project for the next few weeks. And we'll work with the committee to kind of, it'll be collaborative in bringing that together.
Any questions? Got one. What's coming up with CalVet?
I think the biggest news is that, you know, CalVet has this program called CalTAP, the California Transition Assistance Program, and it's formerly been about deploying staff, which are in Sacramento headquarters, to installations around California. So we have a team, and they fly or they drive, and they just go all over the place. But there was funding to expand that to community colleges. And so that's going to start in the fall. And they're hiring, I think, 4 new people, maybe 5 with a manager, to do that. And so I'll kind of be involved in the coordination of that in Orange County. But again, those will mostly be people, and the idea will be they'll kind of come down and, you know, try to do some education at the colleges, and so that, I think that's kind of the biggest change. Kind of some new management structures at CalVet. I don't know how relevant that is. You know, some new positions. That's a new position, and some organizing around operations and grants programming. I may have a little bit more of a role in looking at our grants and how that's all working and reporting up to headquarters. But I'm not totally sure, but some possibly more information on that.
Okay, you missed the one that I was pushing for. So
the summit?
No. There's something else. There's something else you missed. Okay.
Oh, the cemetery.
Oh no. That cemetery. Yeah.
Ooh, I'll be dead and gone before that.
I just had to avoid.
You know, that might be an end to get
right
some information on the cemetery. Somehow, you gotta die first.
I mean, I
freeze my body to some place to put it in.
Don't excuse the pun. You know, it's a dead issue. But no, I didn't really want to let you know this, but I mean, I wanted you to say it instead of me, but I am now on the State Committee for Disabled Veterans Business Enterprises with Elizabeth Perez, so I'm one of the members of that committee. They rearranged it and revamped it, and what? Something you didn't know? Oh, my goodness.
Can you send me? I hit the papers.
I'm on the DVBE committee. The CalVet Disabled Veterans Business Enterprise.
Right. Can I announce that?
Under CalVet?
Veteran Business Alliance meeting is where I'm going to go to that. Should I announce that?
It's public knowledge. Tell them to call me when I get back.
The more publicity, the better.
You're talking right. And it's pretty cool because. You know, we did that thing last year at the One Stop where we brought in Wayne Gross.
That was
You know, you remember that.
That was great.
Yeah, yeah. So we did that, and so I want to be able to do that again the first quarter of next year, and then possibly bring in the national one, so veterans can get an opportunity to get the small business started. Okay. The fun part about the exciting part about it was we had five individuals that are now certified because of the program we did last year. Yeah. So
how many people are on that committee, the Calumet GED?
A bunch, because the last meeting was, or my first meeting was at Iowa, down below decks in the chief's mess quarters or whatever, mess thing. Yeah, it's a little tight down there. It's brought back lots of memories. But so the next meeting's in August, and it's quarterly meetings, and it's going to be at Fort McClellan, so it's Sacramento. Yeah, color it up a little bit. It's, instead of Sacramento, Fort McClellan. So, but anyway, yes, I'm on that. So I think that's pretty cool because it does correspond with the business and you know, business opportunities for veterans. Okay, so yeah, put that down. But thank you. Anything else?
How do you spell that last name? McDonald or something? Bobby something?
Yeah. Is that with a Y or an IE? I had a question for Ben if I can.
Depends on which lens you're looking at in your glasses.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Go ahead. Is that strategic plan public? Is it going
to
be?
That's a good question. You know, it's got draft on it, which makes me think probably don't want NASA to see. I mean, for you guys to see it, I couldn't see any objection to that.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
A copy because of.
No, listen. I'll tell Denton. I'll see him today.
Yeah.
Maybe
perfect.
I can get it to you guys.
Thanks. Pass it to Bobby, and Bobby can pass it out. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, moving right along. Oh, by the way, before we go to the communications report, needless to say, the members of the Veterans Service Office are out on vacation or working or doing something, so we do have their report.
Yep, I saw that.
Right here. Okay, so I want to at least let you know they gave us their report. Thank you. You can take a look at the numbers and the stuff and compare what you got from last month. But again, it's here. Okay, part of the attachments. All right, moving right along. Mr. David, you got the floor today. Communications report.
Yeah, just a couple of things on the communication report. Reminder, I've gotten some feedback from events of the recent past, and I would encourage everybody, you two specifically, have been staying on top of me, sending me the VIR reports, and I appreciate those. But I would encourage everybody, if you do something OCVAC related or that you're doing something with vets, send it to me, and then we can compile it in the end of year, whatever that turns out, what format that takes, but that way I got all the information, don't have to go back and redo it, and that way it's on fresh in your memory. Second thing I did was, and I don't know if this falls into communication, but I'm gonna handle it that way and hand it off to events, is the Pacific Symphony is doing Hail to the Heroes with Lee Greenwood as a concert. I called him up because immediately I got an invite that says get tickets. So I RSVP'd for about 40 tickets for our group with wives to go to that symphony with reserved seats, and I'm going to open it up to the collaborative where we can get some vets and take them with us. So that's September 8th. And gates open at 5:30, and the concert is at 7:30. It's Lee Greenwood, Sunday, September 8th. And I have plenty of tickets, and they're also going to have disabled seating and that kind of thing. So I think it's good that OCVAC sponsors attendance at that Hail to the Heroes event with Lee Greenwood. So I thought it was pretty special. I'm going, and hopefully that I can encourage the rest of the group, along with the chairman and the vice chairman and anybody else.
Where's it at again?
It's at the Orange Fairgrounds. Yeah. At the fairgrounds at that, what's it called?
Heroes Hall.
The Event Center.
Heroes Hall.
Yeah, the Event Center, right next door.
The Event Center, right next door to the Heroes Hall.
Okay.
Can I add an addendum?
You bet.
Okay, you said wives, but you know, some people have partners or plus ones or significant others.
Sorry, you're right. Thank you very much for the political correctness.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just the idea you said wives, so that meant they couldn't bring
anybody.
And that's
what, no, it's everybody. It was meant to be plus one. There's plenty of tickets, in other words.
All right. You know, it's got
to
be.
And I'll make sure that, Renee, you have as many as you would like, too. So,
Yeah, she's got a bunch. She's got a bunch of plus ones.
You already got them.
Yeah.
No. Well, we can offer them to the.
She's got a bunch of plus ones.
I thought that would be really cool. Yeah. So.
If you just provide the details, I can.
Yeah.
You got it. Yep.
That's a good question about that.
Sure.
Do they want like resource providers there to set up tables and give information to veterans?
We don't have all that information yet.
I don't, but I can check.
Yeah.
I certainly, because I have a number.
Don't know that yet.
Is that the concert outdoors or is it indoors?
It's an outdoor. It's that outdoor event center where they do those concerts.
The Pacific Symphony is going to do a set of concerts at the fairgrounds. Okay, and they will have had set the whole stage up to do a concert already, the couple days before. So instead of taking all that stuff down, they decided, ta-da, let's do one for. To do it that way. So that's how this all came about. Now they're playing on it. So, but yes, thank you. We can ask.
Very cool.
All right, Mr. Events, Mr. Hahn.
Mr. Hahn. Okay. So for July, obviously, the event was the 4th of July. We've got a couple more events coming up on the 26th. Mm. There's the Veterans and Entertainment Summit with the Los Angeles 2nd Service Platoon for, oh crap, I forget the name of the organization.
You said August 2nd?
The mission continues.
You said August 2nd?
No.
July 26th.
July 26th.
Okay.
Okay.
That's next week.
Yep. And then July 23rd, we've got the Regional Military Affairs Committee meeting at Los Alamitos. And August is the Coast Guard birthday. On the 4th of August.
August 4th, Sunday.
August 4th, yep. And I believe there's going to be a celebration at the Heroes Hall.
No, what we're going to do, because they just finished with the fair at that point in time. I think the fair is just over.
Okay.
It may be over. So what we have decided to maybe I should ask the co-chair of the committee, but you don't mind if I speak?
No.
Okay, good. All right. The co-chair of the committee decided that we are going to take a cake down to the Coast Guard's headquarters down at Newport Beach and celebrate it down there, okay, because it's going to go on during the fair. So we're going to recognize all the birthdays this year.
Very cool.
So that way it keeps Heroes Hall and those in the group. But, yeah, so we will observe the birthday.
Okay.
But we're going to take a cake down there on that day. And just
you say them. We?
We,
that?
Well, that means some of the members from the Heroes Hall.
Okay.
Again, I can let you guys know if you want to go, you can go with us. Okay, I can send word out. I send out a blast. If you want to go with us, we can. Yeah. But we thought that'd be pretty cool to do it on the birthday that Sunday, just go down.
If you can send me the information,
I'll be glad to.
Make sure the update gets posted to the calendar. And then.
Because now, the unfortunate thing, most of the birthdays this year are all on Sundays. Yeah. it just happens that way. Yeah, so we really don't want to do a function on a Sunday. See, cause it's like the Navy birthday falls on a Sunday, so we're probably going to celebrate that in September in October, on a Friday.
Okay.
So, but anyway, be that as it may, you were talking about the Coast Guard. This is what we're going to do to celebrate the birthday. So I'd love to invite everybody. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can I ask a question about that one?
Sure.
Did you reach out to the LA Air Force, LA Coast Guard base CO? Or are you going straight to the folks?
Orange County.
Because he's got the whole Orange County and everything. That he's the commander for the.
Tell you what, why don't you talk to the co-chair about getting the guy from LA down there? He hangs around LA a lot.
Okay.
I'll find the co-chair. Find the co-chair.
Oh,
you can talk him into doing it. That'll be great.
Okay. Got it.
And then final thing, Bobby, if I may, sir.
Sure.
Just on the events, I try to get the events updated as I get information, either via email or however people send them to me. I just a question, general question, is it better in a push or pull format? Do you want me to send it out to everyone on a monthly basis or let people just pull it out, pull it down as they want to look at it?
Who to pull it out?
Members, council members.
They're here. What do you guys want?
I like pulling it.
Pull it, it's okay.
Either's fine. Push it, and it's good.
Okay. Then I'll send it out just kind of before the meeting.
Well, like a reminder? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool. Okay. All right. That's all I have, sir.
All right, fine. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's council comments. Carl,
well, more of a question.
Sure.
About the collaborative, which I'm really impressed with. It's just amazing. I'm quite close with an organization that I would like to approach and see if they'd like to become a member of the collaborative. So I'm kind of curious, is there a policy in place and how would go about doing that?
Who handles that?
Well, there's a yes to that and there's a no to that. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are several committees that are on the steering committee that have, and so what category, with the and with the different categories, from faith-based all the way to government relations.
Well, do you want me to explain what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, it's called, the company is called Horizon Pregnancy Clinic. They're located in Huntington Beach. And they provide amazing amount of service to pregnant women, obviously, but also to the fathers, pre- and post-birth. They do... I don't know if they do mammograms or they do the scan ultrasound. They do ultrasound. They have a portable clinic they can take anywhere. And I thought, I mean, I went online and looked, and I didn't see any other service like that. And I thought, well, that might be good.
What's the name of the group again?
Well, it's Horizon Pregnancy Clinic. Now, I'm pretty good friends with the lady in charge. I have not approached her yet.
Okay.
So I should probably do that first before anybody calls in or anything like that. But I would be willing to go forward and maybe pursue that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sounds outstanding. I think there's actually a very clear link to, so there's a Children and Families Committee.
Yeah.
And Mitzi Huff.
Okay, so I'll talk to Apple. Yeah, sure. Write that down.
But there's a clear link to that. That'd be a perfect thing for them to go to that monthly meeting. So that the groups that are working with the families can get that information out.
Yeah.
And that's the way to go.
Right. Cool.
And then Lori Peck, too, with Chops.
Yeah, Lori is,
it's all
she may technically be the chair, but Mitzi tends to run those meetings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I can add, they actually, on the website, have a membership application. So it's fairly easy to make an application and then approach them individually that I submitted my application, these are the services, and then open that dialogue. So I'll show you the website.
That is a better way to start. Thank you.
Yeah.
And again, they could always come to one of the meetings, one of the meetings to see where they fit in and become part of it. But that's a great avenue.
Good.
Unless you stick them under BLI. The legal group. Okay, we're good. Good. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, Carl.
Not. I don't think I have anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
David?
I do want to talk to you further, Mr. Chair, in regards to DVBEs and Orange County. Because I think there's a definite lack when it comes to DVBEs and small business programs within the county of Orange. So, I don't know if you're that familiar about it?
Kind of, sort of. We played with it about 6 years ago, trying to do some things with the procurement people here. Yeah. Other things came up, and we kind of tabled it
We were talking about it before the meeting. So, like, Los Angeles County gives DVBEs a 15% preference. San Diego County does it, I think it's 5 or 3%. Mm-hmm. State of California does 5%. Even Riverside County has a program for DVBEs. Come to Orange County, where we have one of the largest veteran communities in the nation, and there are no programs.
Oh yeah.
That's a big glaring hole.
Well, we need to come up with a strategy to work with that. Yeah, we tried it, like I said, 5-6 years ago, and the unfortunate thing, maybe we had the wrong people making the push or the plan, and we didn't have a plan. We went in, and I guess more like a shotgun to try to find out what was going on. How it was going on, and it got discombobulated. But let's talk about it, because now we've got access to the state, because I kind of have to be on the committee. We can find out what other people are doing. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good, Tim.
And actually, we might even be able to bring Wayne Gross or Angel Carrera down from the Department of General Services. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
All right.
You too?
Okay.
So, good, kind sir.
I got a question. Do we have to vote to approve last month's meeting minutes, or is that not? It's not on the agenda. No, we don't do that anymore.
No longer approved since they're audio recorded.
Okay. All right.
That serves as the official record.
All right. Thank you.
And there's a vacancy 4th District. Who's 4th District?
Chafee.
Chafee. He has not appointed anybody
not
yet?
Okay. Not yet.
Who do we talk to see if
we need to find their veterans rep. I believe his name is Austin Mejia.
Okay. Actually, Austin's in the room.
Well, wait a minute.
That's Austin.
They are aware of the vacancy, and they are actively recruiting. So.
Okay. So you're working on that then?
Yes, sir. Always looking for recommendations. So
okay. All right, I'll check your map.
Just took the words right out of my mouth.
There you go. I wanted to say this book is amazing.
It is amazing.
Veterans Resource Book. I went through it, and I got my, you get to go to state parks for free now if you have some disability percentage, and it's been amazing, so thank you. You guys put this together, Calvin?
Yeah, a couple hundred thousand produced every year. It's a whole bunch written there.
Really?
And you also just, you can order those on the web. Anyone can order and get a box right now. They're not giving multiple boxes right now because they're trying to preserve. In the past, they've got, I think, like 80% of inventory was gone within like a month or two. So they're trying to preserve it a little more. But you can order one box and like 45 books. Anyone can go.
Yeah, I like to order a box for, we have a display in our recreation center in Mission Viejo.
Sure.
And we have a display to help vets, and this would be great because I got that state park and recreation pass, which is pretty cool.
In fact, would you mind if I can tell everyone right now how to do it?
Yes.
Just write it down.
Go.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Just go to the CalVet homepage.
CalVet homepage, okay.
And click on About Us.
About Us.
And then on the bottom right, there's Publications. Click on that. And that'll take you to the link to order the books. You can order other brochures too.
All right.
It's all free, obviously.
Well, it's been great, and I've been working on a couple of other issues here, so well done. And Tierney Center information card. You guys have been putting that out now, which is great. I had lunch with the head of he's a general, Army general?
Denton.
Yeah, Denton. Yeah, great guy. I had lunch with him last month, and what a great center. So thank you very much. That's all I got.
Okay, a couple of things. You mentioned cemetery earlier, and I said it was a dead issue. But one of the things is, do you have the VA folders that say hello?
I think I got
the blue one
somewhere.
Okay, well, I ordered a bunch. Okay. I'm taking them to an event next week.
Yeah.
With a bunch of veterans. But I'll bring one out. I'll save some to bring to the next meeting. In those packets, it's a list of the different benefits and things. But one of the things that's in there, one of the things, you can fill out the form for the cemetery, and I'm getting more calls than I need from spouses and mothers of spouses.
A daughter that I live with.
Yeah, well, that need information on the cemetery. And it's set up so that if you fill it out, at least it would be in the system. So your DD-214, all the other information about you, it's in the system. So that if something happens, you don't call me to try to get to Cisneros or Luqueria to try to get them to help. Or somebody sends them, or the city council from somebody sends them to me to try to do the work. So I'm on the case now to make sure that people have the form to fill it out and get it prepared. Okay, so that it at that point in time, when everyone else has got other issues and are hurting at that time because of the loss of their loved one, I get the call to go and do it. So I figured that the best way to solve it is to get those packets, get us fill it out, and put it in the system.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And where do we get that at?
Well, the VA has it, and I ordered some. The National VA has them. And it's a pamphlet, it's a folder, and it says hello in it, but it has all the other benefits and other things that you need. But I'm just focusing pretty much on the cemetery part because I'm getting a lot of phone calls. In fact, actually, I'll give you another example. Lucy Dunn, who is chair and CEO of the Orange County Business Council, is in Hawaii, and I get a text from her because I guess her sister's husband's father had some issues, and they know who to call. It's just I can't make that happen quickly. Okay, and then when you find out that they couldn't find a DD-214, and I start scratching your head. But yes, sir.
Are you talking about just general registration for burial rites, or are you talking specifically the Orange County Cemetery?
I'm talking about general. There's no cemetery in Orange County.
Correct. No, I know, but I thought maybe you were talking about like a waiting list or something like that.
There's no cemetery in Orange.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Not yet.
Are you going to talk about the July 23rd?
There's no veteran sermon.
Are you going to talk about July 23rd?
You could.
It's an open discussion with the Irvine City Council chambers as they approach voting for the Veteran Cemetery site.
I'm going.
July 23rd, 5 o'clock in the Irvine City Council chambers. Christine Shea is opening it up to the public.
Okay. Unfortunately, I'm out of
town. Is that 5?
It's at 5, yeah.
Yeah, but City Council meeting. Unfortunately, I'm out of
town. City Council meeting.
I'm there.
Got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. But anyway, be that as it may, I'll bring back those packages, and we need to get that done.
Okay.
All right. Talk about it. When you were talking earlier about making sure that we sent the paperwork and stuff into you, I would like to suggest that people, when they send the pictures to you, that they are high resolution.
Yeah.
And take time to put out who or identify those individuals in the picture. And so when it gets to you, we don't have to go back and try to figure out who they are, especially if it's a legislator or an elected official. Okay, so when you send stuff in, send it in kind of complete, and if you don't know, ask for some help, and we'll try to help you. I'm looking at you because you and I are the only ones sending stuff in.
No, Renee did a real good job on sending me the picture from that event you and I went to, mm-hmm. and with the names and everything, so it was perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Well, just didn't have a form attached, but you're exempt from that. I can fill it out for you.
Wait a minute.
We were supposed to fill out the form, right?
We're supposed to do the form ourselves.
Yeah. Take care of Renee.
She just did the picture for.
Yeah.
See attached.
Yeah, exactly.
See, so because I got some, I got to send you from last Thursday night at with the Medal of Honor recipient at Yorba Linda. So we got those. Yeah. So.
And I did the Friday.
At
JFTB. Yeah. So I have pictures of that.
Yeah.
So,
we cover the waterfront, don't
yep.
we? Okay.
And Greg, if I could remind you. Get a picture or something at that event on the 23rd, and then we'll work together.
Is it a special council meeting for the cemetery, or is it part of the council meeting?
I think it's part of the regular.
Let me give you some background on that.
I can forward it to you, Greg.
Okay.
Let me give you some background.
All right.
There's a movement afoot to do one site at the possibility at the artist site and a possibility at the golf site. All right, so there's one group of Irvine legislators that are looking at one area, and there's another group of Irvine legislators looking at another area. So the mayor is bringing people together so they can talk about it at the city council meeting.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, that's
what I think it's an agenda item, not just public comment, so I think they're actually going to
for it to be public, yes, sir.
Right. Because she put out a public invitation.
Yeah, so that's
five
what's
o'clock.
That, that's
o'clock.
What, that's all.
Is that at City Hall, I take it?
It is. It's at City Hall, yes.
All right.
Okay, like I said,
I still dispute that site's contaminated to $90 million. BS. I was based there 20 years, and we didn't pour gasoline into the ground.
No, you just dumped it when the plane was over there. Oh, you didn't know that? But when they couldn't take off, they dropped it?
I think that's a scam.
You dump it. Okay.
Yeah, in the air, dissipated.
If you RIO'd and dropped the stuff like it was supposed to on the F4, you came in and
you flew over and dropped it.
Yeah. Okay.
But they had a Marine private running under the airplane catching that.
I'm serious. We're out in the desert. Park your Jeep and they put a thing right under it just in case you drip in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not going to hurt anything.
But see, the thing is, it could have been AF gas or was it AP5 or JP4? Yeah, okay.
But the artist site is the one that
not to mention the kerosene. Okay,
all the cleanup.
Right, but I believe
that's what she's
well, they didn't dump it anywhere else.
$90 million.
They dumped it. They didn't dump it over Loma Ridge or any other place like that. No.
Dumped it down the drain.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
On the two locations being discussed at Irvine, do we have a preference? For sure,
we're not in anymore. We already voted in 6 months or 8 months ago to back the site over at Anaheim.
That all the supervisors are back.
Yeah, with the supervisors in Anaheim. So we already did that.
What's in Anaheim?
That horse left the stable already.
That boat, that ship sailed with Marines on it. Okay?
The one on 241?
Big pardon?
The place over on the 241 Freedom?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Someone's talking about something else now, though, came up lately. Some other site.
No, there's no other site. Well, there's sites, but I mean, but it's supposed to be. It's a county site. We've already voted on that. Or, yeah. And but so we're just watching the ships go by.
Well, yes, so what purpose do we serve from attending that city council meeting?
Just to pick up information.
Yeah,
it's more informational.
It's an informational.
Okay.
With a little.
Well, it's information. Okay.
Okay. Informational.
Right. Yeah, informational. let's see what else I got. The inaugural National Minority Veterans Summit is a go. I'll be sending you information out later on this weekend. Okay, because I haven't got it all. It will be at the Sheraton in Dallas. Again, this is national. And it'll be the Sheraton in Dallas, and it'll be September 27th to the 26th, 27th, and 28th. That Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it's set up so that on the 26th, I'll just put it, that Thursday, because I don't have the dates in my head, the Thursday, a lot of VA individuals, the VSO people, those kinds of individuals and stuff will be there to have their little piece. And then on Friday and Saturday will be for veterans. And they're looking to try to get a minimum of 500 veterans. We're working on making sure that the breakfasts and the lunch for the veterans are picked up or sponsored. And there probably will be a reception at some point in time so everybody can mix and mingle.
The county pay for us to go?
The county will not pay for us to go because California doesn't recognize Texas as a state that's compliant with the stuff that we do here in the state of California. So if you're going to go, you're going to go by yourself.
But they share driver's license information.
But you don't fly there for information. You don't go to conferences and stuff there. Oh no, so government officials cannot fly there. Okay. But I can tell you.
Can we fly over it?
Fly anywhere, all over, around, and through. The thing is this, you can fly to Dallas Love Field, and the hotel is a mile away, if that far.
So Southwest.
Okay, so through Southwest. So, this is the inaugural one. They'll be every 2 years, every other year, so, which I think is pretty neat for the VA to even consider and doing. This is one of the things that came about from the advisory of the National Minority Council, which I think is pretty, pretty cool. But to have it in Dallas, and it's the weekend if the Cowboys aren't playing, so if you thought you're gonna go and then go to the ball game afterwards, ain't happening. Okay, so, but then again, that means the room rates stay at $300 as opposed to going to $600 when the Dallas Cowboys play. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know, and I'll send you the information out on that. Other than that, thank you for that idea with the Richard on the ladies on the Horizon Pregnancy Clinic. That's a plus.
And the men as well. The fathers get to participate in this process with them.
Okay, like going to the baby burping classes, right?
Well, it was more than that.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot more than that.
Okay.
It's like Colin. They counsel them always. So.
Yeah. So. All right. Other than that, one last thing. By the way, you know that wonderful picture we took over here the other day that you put on Facebook?
Yeah.
It went through not once, but twice.
Really?
And we got over 100 hits on that.
Yep.
So people are thanking us for being on the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council.
No, they're just curious to see the two
things. They just felt bad for us and gave us
No, that's not.
These kids today, man. I only got 38 likes.
A reason I do not have Facebook.
Right.
That's a very good reason.
Well, you know, those of us that are in the media business, And by the way, I hate to do follow. We do have a town hall coming up, and I'll pass these out to you guys. You need to put this on the website.
Okay.
We got a town hall coming up. Coming up on the 27th August at the VA. 6 to 8.
Okay. Is that in Long Beach?
Yes. That'll be in Long Beach. So I want to pass
get there
that
anywhere.
On. So, if there's nothing else to come before the group,
we are adjourned. All right.
Outstanding. Thank you.
11:50. Good job, Bobby.